I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Welcome back to the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast. We're so glad you're here. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending your time with us. Time's the most precious resource any of us have, and the fact that you're willing to spend some of yours with us is amazing, and we appreciate it and never take it for granted. Today's another Dragon Bites Day, and we're going to go ahead and talk about being crazy, being a fanatic. You can read it on the website if you want to, plainordinarydragon.com. You can read it if you don't want to listen to it. But this is a Dragon Bites where the title is Be Crazy, Be a Fanatic. Dragons, do you know what people really, really love? It's when you love them. When you cheer them on in their endeavors. Think about it for a minute. Don't you love it when someone appreciates you and your work? I mean, not just simple lip service, but honest to goodness, I care about you appreciation. Love. We all do. So why not do more of it? When I was younger and older than I would care to admit, it was a Herculean effort to sincerely cheer for other people's success. It wasn't a case where I didn't want them to be successful, because in my heart I did. It wasn't even because I thought it was unfair. Today, I believe it was because of my own insecurities, most of which were subconscious. I had what they like to call a scarcity mentality. Whether or not I was willing to admit it then, I believed others' success, others' limelight, somehow detracted from mine and from me. Today, I realize this is completely ludicrous, but it was part of me I had to reprogram. So many times we think and believe in linear terms. There can only be so many pieces of the pie, right? So if someone else is getting a piece, it means less pie for me, right? Wrong. Completely wrong. While the pie is not a never-ending pie, always providing more and more slices, and it's true, you might miss out on getting a slice of this particular pie, the number of pies from which to have a slice is indeed infinite. We just need to look for them. Is anyone else hungry for some pie? As I gain more years in life and work more on developing myself to be the best version of me I can achieve, I realize the benefits of being the biggest fan of others. You see, we receive great benefits from cheering others on. We train ourselves to live in an abundance mentality. We learn to be optimistic about our lives, our possibilities, because we're so happy for others. We start to see good things happening around us, and quite literally, it begins to rub off. We begin to expect good things. We begin to expect the good instead of the bad. Of course, there will always be challenges and bad things that happen. Of course, life won't always be a rosy picture of joy. We will lose people close to us. We will cry. We will mourn. Life will hand us a bad hand, and it will be unfair. The thing is, if we look for the good, if we respond to the darkness with light, if we respond to the anger and hate with love, everyone's lives are better. Embrace life's challenges with a bring it attitude, because we expect the good. Another great side effect of being a crazy fan for those in your circle is that they like you and they want to do the same for you and your life. They promote you. They become your biggest fans. They think of you when they need something. And when they have an opportunity to help you out, well, it's social marketing with a heart, dragons. Whether it's with you or your business, it makes sense to be crazy, to be a fanatic. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you being here. Feel free to hop over to the website, read any of the articles that are on Dragon Bites if you want to read them instead of listen. There are some articles still there that haven't made it onto the podcast, although they're getting shorter and shorter as time goes on. Please like the podcast and share it if you have an opportunity to do that. That's the only way the message gets spread, is if you guys do that. I do as much as I can, but you know, if the message is good enough, I assume it will spread, and I hope you think it's good enough to spread it. So, as always, thank you so much for being here, and don't forget, you might be plain, and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon, and you can do amazing things, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend it.